With sports, I'm Eric Hornish. The Western Kentucky football team is being picked to finish third in Conference USA East Division by media covering the conference. They did get one first place vote. Marshall was picked first overall in the poll released yesterday. The Toppers have some big tests in the non-conference schedule, facing Indiana in Bowling Green, plus trips to Army and Michigan State. Western opens their season versus UT Martin on September 2nd. 20 players and coaches with ties to the University of Kentucky will be competing in the Summer Olympics starting tomorrow. That's a record for the school. The current and former Wildcats represent 10 countries and 5 sports. 9 of them represent the U.S., including Bam Adebayo, Devin Booker, and Keldon Johnson, who will all play on the men's basketball team. The NHL officially has a new team. The Seattle Kraken drafted its inaugural team yesterday, which includes goalie Chris Dreiger and former Calgary Flame Mark Giordano. The Kraken will play their first game against the last team previously added to the league, the Las Vegas Knights, on October 12. Mets pitching stifled the Reds at home yesterday as Marcus Stroman pitched 8 innings, giving up only one hit. Add that to a Dominic Smith grand slam, and the Mets rolled to a 7-0 victory, taking the 3-game series 2-1. Over in St. Louis, it stayed a little closer, but a 2-2 tie was broken in an extra inning with a Molina RBI single, giving the Cubs a 3-2 win over the Cardinals. The Cubs are back for one more in St. Louis tonight, and then the Cards and the Reds have a 3-game series against each other in Cincy this weekend. The Elizabethtown Ignite soccer team is holding open tryouts for the upcoming USPL season this Saturday. The tryout is being held 8:30 to 10:30 a.m. at John Harden Practice Field. Fee is $20 per player. The Ignite is E-Town's semi-pro soccer team. With sports, I'm Eric Cornish.